daf is Vachim daf mem tes. We are holding on daf mem ches on the base, 6 lines from the end of the page. Ashkechan shchita ba'ola, the mitzvah, the last one line is the mitzvah. So first we're going to discuss, we're still discussing the Mishnah that told us all these different kabbanos that require shchitas and batzafon. So first thing we're going to figure out is how we know that safon is ma'akev for the shchita and the kabbalah of the carbon ola. Not only that it's the mitzvah, that it's required, but that it's ma'akev, that the whole carbon is not going to be kosher without it. The Gemara is going to introduce a klal that lo ye tafel chamer mina ikr, that when you have something that's learned from something else, that which is secondary to the, or not that's learned from, or that emanates from, that is derived from something else, that which is tafel cannot be more chamer than that which is ikr. So the Gemara is going to have three challenges to that rule, where it seems to be that which is tafel, like for example, a tamura is tafel to the original kedusha of the animal, the one that it was exchanged on would be a tafel, and yet we still seem to find that there are three examples where a tafel is more chamer than the ikr. Then the Gemara is going to discuss how we know that a carbon asham requires tzafon, that requires the shechita and the kabbalah b'tzafon. The Gemara is going to discuss why the Torah specifically links, the Torah makes a direct hekesh between an asham and both an ola and a chatos. What dinim are derived, or what principles are arrived are derived from the fact that the asham is linked by the Torah to both the ola and the chatos, and why that same principle could not have been derived if it was just one or the other. Why we need both the link to the ola and the chatos. The Gemara is going to then move on to the rule that we have in Kodshim, that which is derived from a hekesh cannot be chozer u'melamed behekesh. What is the source for that rule? We're going to have two opinions, and then the Gemara is going to say, okay, and how broad is that rule? We know that that's true by a hekesh, but that which is derived from a hekesh, can it be chozer melamed begzer shava? Can it be chozer melamed bekal vachomer? Can it be chozer melamed bebinyanav? So that's going to be the rest of today's daf, and that's going to bring us into tomorrow's daf, where we're going to start discussing, and what about a davar alamed begzer shava? Can it be chozer melamed begzer shava? Can it be? And what about a davar alamed bebinyanav? Can it be chozer melamed bebinyanav or begzer shava or bekal? And it's going to go through all the different combinations. So to try to figure out what exactly the rule is in that circumstance. So again, we're holding 5-6 lines from the end of the page on Mem Chesem Beis. We are at Ashkechan. So we've already explained that you need Tzafon by Echatos, not only the mitzvah, but even La'akev. So now the Gemara is going to discuss the din of Tzafon when it comes to a Karban Ola. So says Gemara, Ashkechan Shchita Ba'Ola the mitzvah. We certainly find that you need shechita b'tzafon by a carbon ola as a mitzvah l'chadchila, because the pasuk by a carbon ola says explicitly v'shachat oso al yarech hamizbeach tzafona. But kabbalah nami l'mitzvah ashkan, we also find that you need kabbalah sadam by a carbon ola b'tzafon as a mitzvah l'chadchila. But shechita v'kabbalah la'akev minolan, how do I know that both the shechita and the kabbalah of the carbon ola, it's ma'akev if it's not done b'tzafon? Where do we know that from? Amravad barav v'yitema rabba bar shila kal v'chomer ma chatas haba'a mikoach ola, if chatas, which we only know that it requires tzafon from the fact that it's linked to a carbon ola, because as we discussed yesterday, the pasuk says memakom asher tishachet ola tishachet chatas, the very same place where you shecht an ola, which is mefurash that it's got to be b'tzafon, that's where you shecht the chatas, and yet ma'akeves by the chatas, we find that it's ma'akev. So ola shaba chatas mikocha ein adin shema'akeves, ola which is the original source of tzafon, then it should for sure be ma'akev. Chatas is secondary. We only know chatas needs tzafon because we learn it from Ola. So if chatas is tzafon is ma'akev, then for sure by Ola tzafon is going to be ma'akev, says the Gemara. But not necessarily. Maybe chatas has certain chumras that would therefore demand that we be stricter with it. Malachatas sheken mechaperes al chayavei krisus. Chatas is mechaper for chayavei krisus, and maybe that's why chatas has this requirement of tzafon that's even ma'akev, as opposed to karban Ola, which is not primarily for kapara. So maybe tzafon is not ma'akev by a carbon ola for that reason. So Gemara responds, now Amar Rav Ravina, he didn't mean to say that Chatos, you know, Rav Adbar Rav never meant to say that Chatos is more kal than a carbon ola. All he meant to say is as follows. Hakash le Rav Adbar Rav. Klum matzinu tafel chomer min ikr. Do we find anywhere that that which is derived, that which is lamad, is going to be more chomer than the melamed that it's derived from? Ola is the ikr and the basic source for the din of tzafon. Chatos is derived from it. It therefore makes no sense that the din of tzafon is going to be more powerful by chatos than it will be by ola, which is the basic source. Do we not find such a thing that sometimes the tafel is chomer min ikr? We're going to have three challenges. Challenge number one, vare meiser. You have by Meiser Sheni, where the Tafel becomes more chamer than the Iker. How so? To who nifte? The ilu lekoch because Meiser eno nifte. The Meiser Sheni itself, if it becomes tamei, you could be pode it with kesef even in Yerushalayim, and the kesef will become kadosh in place of the peros, and the peros will become chulin. Normally, you're not allowed to be pode Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim. Once it's in Yerushalayim, you got to eat the actual produce in Yerushalayim. You're allowed to be pode it outside of Yerushalayim because it's going to be a big tircha to schlep all of your produce that's Meiser Sheni up to Yerushalayim. So as long as you're most of Chomesh, you can be poda outside of Yerushalayim. But if the Meiser Sheni becomes Tamei, then you're allowed to be poda it in Yerushalayim. V'ilokoch b'kesef Meiser, but that which you buy with kesef Meiser Sheni, and it then became Tamei, meaning you brought kesef Meiser Sheni to Yerushalayim, you used it to purchase food, which is exactly what you're supposed to do. So if it becomes Tamei, eino nifte, you're not able to redeem it. Ditnan, because the Mishnah says in the third paragraph of Meiser Sheni, halakoch b'kesef Meiser Shenitma, that which is purchased with kesef Meiser Sheni, that becomes Tamei, yipada, but Rabbi Yehuda Omer, yikaver. Tanakama says you could still redeem it, but Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can't be poded, you have to bury it. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that which is purchased with Meiser Sheni money, which is the Tafel, is more chamer than the Meiser Sheni itself, which is the Iker. So says Gemara, no, hasam lo alima kedushase lemitvas pidyone. By that which is purchased with kesef Meiser, the reason you can't be poded is not because it's more chamer than the Meiser Sheni itself. To the contrary, it's because it's more kal. It doesn't have enough kedusha that kedusha will still be able to grab onto that which you're being poded it for. So it's a reflection of its kalus. It's not a reflection of its chumra. So that's not a good example of having something that's tafel be more chumra than that which is the ikr. So says Gemara, okay, but I'll give you another example. The hare tmura. We do find when it comes to doing tmura, to trying to exchange the kedusha on one animal onto another animal, that the tafel is going to be chumra min ikr. Why? When you're makdisha behema, you take a behema schulin and you want to make it kodesh, that kedusha cannot be chal on an animal that has a mum kavua on it already. If you try to be makdish, a behema that has a mum kavua, it doesn't have kedushas haguf, like a behema that would be a tamim, that would be omida akrava. It's not nothing, it would have kedushas damim, you would go lebedek abayis, you could say the Beis HaMikdash could sell it and buy another animal with it, not lebedek abayis, it could sell it and buy another animal to use for a karbon, but it doesn't have kedushas haguf. If it had kedushas haguf, even if you'd be poda it, it would remain aser begizav avoda. But since it only has kedushas damim, when you sell it, it's not going to be aser begizav avoda. That's what Rashi points out. So kachim is not going to be chal on that which is bal mum kavua. It's never going to have kedushas haguf if you take an animal that has a serious mum and you try to be makdashit. Vilu ihi chayla. But that which you are hamer with the behemah's kachim, when you switch it for another behemah, it will be chal even when the second one is a balmum kavua. So to make the ikr kachim, the real kachim, it's not going to work on that which has a mum kavua. But to do a tamura, that will work on that which has a mum kavua. Now tamura is clearly the tafel, and yet we see that it's more chamur than the original hegdish. Says the Gemara, tamura mikach kachim ka'asya, v'kachim mikach chulin ka'asya. So the Gemara says, no, the reason that tamura is going to be chal, even on a bal mum, is not because tamura is more chamur than the ikr kedusha, but it's because the tamura comes mikoach the kedusha of the first behema. That's a very powerful kedusha, and it has the ability, it's so powerful, it has the ability to be nitfas even on a bal mum. the initial kadshim is coming from chulin. So it's not coming from some powerful form of kedusha that has the ability to latch on to even something that's very weak, because it's coming from chulin. You're creating the kedusha yesh me'ayin. So it's not a reflection of the chumrah of tamura, either the fact that tamura can apply to a bal mum, either it's a reflection of the chumrah of the yikr. It's a reflection of the chumrah of the original kadshim, that its kedusha is so powerful that it could even be nitfas onto a bal mum. In its initial stage of kedusha, it can't, because it's coming from nothing. It's coming a yesh me'ayin. It's coming from chulin. So the Gemara says, okay, but I'll give you a third example where a tafel could be chamor min ikr. Hare Pesach. The Korban Pesach itself does not require smicha on the head of the Korban before the Shechita, unesachim, and it also does not require nesachim that normally are brought with the Korban, the flour that's blul b'shem l'mincha, the yayin l'nisko on the Mizbeach, u'tenufas chaz v'shok. It also does not require that the Kohen waves the chaz v'shok, v'ilumosar didei. But let's say Korban Pesach gets lost before it's shechted, and you therefore have to find a replacement. So you shecht another Korban Pesach in its place, and then you find the original one. So now you have to be makriv the original one as well. And yet, when you're makriv the original one, ta'un smicha, unasachim, utenufas chaz v'shok, meaning it becomes a Korban Shlamim. So it has all the requirements that a Korban Shlamim has. So it requires all these things. So don't you see that the Mosra Pesach, which is the Tafel, is more chamer than the Pesach itself, which is the Iker? So the Gemara says, no, Pesach b'shayim Mosra Shana Shlamim hu. Korban Pesach in general, when you makrav it the rest of the year, it's not a Pesach, it's a Shlamim. And therefore it's not even considered a Tafel legabe the Pesach, because it's just an entirely different Korban. So that's not an example of a tafel chamer min ikar. You know, tamura, I understand, that would be considered a tafel. That which is purchased with kesef ma'aser sheni, that's a tafel. But a Pesach versus a shlamim are just two different types of karbanos. So so we have not been able to successfully disprove the rule that a tafel cannot be chamer min ikar. And it seems, therefore, that is a binding rule, that in general, in halacha, that which is tafel cannot be chamer min ikar. Now, where else does that apply? That sounds like a rule that should apply to more than these couple of examples that we give. So there are a couple of interesting places in halacha where this rule comes up. Shulchan Aruch writes in Aruch Chaim Simin Taf Ayin Sif Beis that if Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, Yesh Omrim Shemis Anima Bechoros B'Yom HaChemishi, some say that the Tainus Bechoros has to be on Thursday, and some say that no, we just cancel it. And the Rama says we follow the first Shita that the Tainus should be on Yom HaChemishi. Now, many people have the minhag. Our minhag certainly is that in general, Bechorim don't fast at all. What do? They make a siyum masechta instead, and that's what Mishnah Berurah quotes. So, Rav Moshe has a discussion. Rav Moshe was asked, what should people who make a siyum do when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos? You know, we know when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, if you're going to fast, you're going to fast on Thursday, but that's only because you're not allowed to fast on Friday. You can't go into Shabbos in such a state. You're not allowed to fast on Friday. So we fast on Thursday, but if you're not going to fast anyway, you're just going to make a siyum instead of fasting, you're allowed to make a siyum on Friday. So do we assume that really the proper day for the fast is Friday? It's just that you can't do it, so we do it on Thursday instead. But if it's not going to be a fast, so maybe you can make the siyum on a Friday. So one of the svaras that are used to in that discussion by the poskim is lo yetafel chamor min ha'ikar, that if the siyum is a replacement for the tainus, so whatever you're going to say about the tainus, we cannot say that the tainus itself cannot apply to Friday, then the siyum itself should not apply to Friday either. That's one of the svaras that they I'm saying it wrong. He says really one could have argued that no, you can't possibly do the siyum just on Friday, because if you do a siyum just on Friday, what's your heter not to fast on Thursday? I mean, you have a chiyuv tainus on Thursday, so what? On the smach that you might make a siyum on Friday, we don't know. Maybe you won't work out. So really, maybe you should have to make a siyum on Thursday and Friday. On Thursday, you know, so that you don't have to fast on Thursday, but then on Friday, because that's really the Iker day. But that we can't require that the Siyum, which is the Tafel, is going to require 2 days, and the Iker, which is the Tainus, is only going to require 1 day. So there's a major discussion in the Poskim exactly what to do. Rav Shturmbach writes, so whenever Pesach Chal and Shabbos, Minika Pashut, that we have a Sudas Mitzvah, only on Yom Chamishi and your Pater. But he says, Yesh Medaktikim, that also on Friday to have a Sudas Mitzvah. So, okay, so there's some that are Medaktik like that as well. But the Pashtus is that it just totally becomes Thursday. Another discussion where this comes up, also Pesach related, Rav Shlomo Kluger in his Sefer Karban Pesach writes that you're allowed to make matzos before Pesach out of kidneys, because they were, meaning even though there's a minag not to eat kidneys, right, that you're not allowed to eat kidneys on Pesach, but it can't be. Why are you not allowed to eat kidneys? Because there might be some grain that's mixed in. Well, you're allowed to have matzah from grain itself. From Chameshas Mine Dagan, you make matzah. In fact, it's the only way to make matzah. So it can't be that we're going to treat kidneys with a greater chumrah than we would treat matzah itself. And again, employing that svara, lo yehi tafel chamer mine ikr. The ikr is the isser of chametz, which only comes from Chameshas Mine Dagan. So kidneys, which is only a tafel of that ikr, it doesn't make any sense that we're going to be more matzah. So as long as you keep it 18 minutes and you get it baked and you make sure that it doesn't have time to be machmitz, so that's what he suggests, that kidneys can be, you can make matzah out of kidneys. Not everyone agrees, obviously, but that's the svara of Rav Shlomo Kluger. Prima Gadim writes that matzah from kidneys is mutter to eat on Erev Pesach. In the Das Tori, he's not sure, does he mean like Rav Shlomo Kluger that you're allowed to make matzah mimini kidneys, or does he mean that by Erev Pesach they were they weren't gozer on kidneys. The whole gzeir of kidneys was only on Pesach itself. Now, the fact that he doesn't say that it's aser to eat matzah mina kidneys on Pesach sounds like it's mutter to eat it on Pesach as well. So that's also another application of this din of lo yehi ikr, lo yehi tafel chamor mina ikr. Okay, so those are the three challenges that the Gemara had, and the Gemara rejected each of those challenges. Now the Gemara is going to bring another source of how I know that Safon is ma'akev for a carbon ola. V'iba yisema amar kra ha'ola b'mekoma tehei. Pasuk says, by carbon chatos, it says v'shachlas chatos b'makom ha'ola. It could have just said v'shachlas chatos b'tzafon. Why does it have to say b'makom ha'ola? It must be that it says that the Torah dafka wants to draw attention to the fact that ola is b'tzafon to tell me that if you do it shalom b'tzafon, it's going to be possible. That's like a shana lavakas of la'akev. Even though it's not really telling me directly the din of ola b'tzafon again, but it's drawing our attention to ola b'tzafon by saying that chatos has to be in the place of the ola, instead of just saying the chatos has to be b'tzafon. So that's considered like a shana lavakasuv la'akev, as if it says it twice by a carbon ola. Great, so that's as far as carbon ola is concerned. Asham minolim de bayit safon. How do I know that a carbon asham has to be done, the shechita has to be done with safon? Says Mar Duchsiv, Pasuk says by a carbon asham, b'mekom asher yishchatu es ha'ola yishchatu es ha'asham. Exactly where you shech the ola, that's where you shech the asham. And guess what? We know where you shech the ola. V'shachar osal yarecham zveach tzafona. The ola has to be brought by the tzafon. Ashkechan shchita, Kabbalah minalan, good. So it teaches me that shchita needs to be b'tzafon. How do I know that the Kabbalah's dam of the Karban Hashem also needs to be done b'tzafon? So Gemara explains, yeah, that's the hemshech of the pasuk. After it says b'makom esher yishchas ol yishchas hashem, it then goes on to say the estamo yizrok, that you are zorik the dam on the mizbeach saviv. So we learn from the vav the estamo yizrok that kibul damo nami b'tzafon, that the kibul dam also has to be from the Vav that connects it to what it says in the first half of the Pasuk, which clearly is an emphasis on Safon. So we see from there that the Kabbalah's Dam also needs to be B'tzafon. Mekabel Atzmo Minalan. How do I know that the guy who's Mekabel the Dam has to be B'tzafon, that he can't stand B'dorom and just stick his arm out to the Tzafon and do it there? So Gemara says we learn that from Damo, V'es Damo. A Pasuk could have said Damo Yizrok. It says Ve'es Damo Yizrok. So we learn that the Mekabel also has to be B'tzafon. That it's not enough that the actual Maisa Kabbalah is being done B'tzafon. The person who's doing the Kabbalah also needs to be B'tzafon. Good. Ashkech on the mitzvah. So far we've shown that Asham requires B'tzafon for Shechita, at least L'chachila. But La'akiv Minolan, how do I know that if you don't do the Shechita B'tzafon, that it's going to be Ma'akiv impossible B'dieved? Kra achrin aksiv. By Karban Asham, there's another pasuk. V'shachata sakeves. The pasuk goes on to say, "B'makom asher yishchata sakhatas v'sa'ola." So that's shanal of la'akev. That it specifically says by Karban Asham. You know where you shach the Karban Asham? Same place. You shach the ola and the chatas. And we already learned ola's mefurash, chatas. We learned from ola that both of those have to be b'tzafon. So here you have two psukim by Asham telling me that they need to be b'tzafon. So that's how I know it's ma'akev. Says the Gemara, but wait a second. V'ailach yudasa. Is that what that pasuk is coming to teach me? That the din of tzafon is ma'akev by a korban asham? No, the fact that the Torah links the shechita of the asham to a chatos and an ola is needed for an entirely different drasha. Haimi ba'ile l'chedetanya. We need it for the brisa of Rabbi Shmuel that explains the 13 midos shatar and drashas ben, and that Rabbi Shmuel didn't just make up 13 midos shatar and drashas ben. They were derived. Davar shahayu b'chlal v'yatza lidan b'davar achadash i'atara she'lachziru l'chlalo ad she'achziradu ha'kasav l'chlal b'feirush. One of the 30 midos shatar and drashas ben is something that could have been learned from the pasuk that teaches the klal, that teaches the general category, but yet is singled out and is written separately in its own pasuk to tell me it's not only there to tell me it's some new din that only applies to that specific example, but we also know that you can't include that specific example in all of the rules of the klal unless there's another pasuk that says that it's still part of the klal. So if you have, let's say, a category called Asham, and then you have a type of Asham, let's say an Asham Mitzora. So if the Torah is going to single out an Asham Mitzora, then the Torah is removing it from the klal. In order for all the rules of Asham to apply to Asham Mitzora, you need the Torah somewhere else to put Asham Mitzora back in the klal, to tell me that Asham Mitzora is still part of the original category. So Ketzad, so I didn't just randomly choose the example of Asham Mitzora, that's the example of Gemara. Ketzad, how does this work? V'shachat esakeves b'makom asher yishchat esachatas v'esa'ola b'makom ha'kodesh ki kachatas ha'asham hu. When the Torah talks about Asham Mitzora, it says you shacht it in the same place that you do the Chatas and the Ola. Shein tam lomar kechatas ha'asham. But then the end of the pasuk says kechatas ha'asham, that it's like an Asham. L'chora, the Torah didn't have to write those words kechatas ha'asham. What are they teaching me? That an Asham Mitzora is shachted b'tzafon like kechatas? It already said at the beginning of the pasuk that you shachted b'makom asher yishchat es ha'chatas. What it's telling me that an Asham Mitzora requires matan damim ve'imurim lamizbeach, and that it's fed to Zichrei Kohuna, that it's treated like a chatas in that sense. It already says in general by the Asham that all of those dinim. So Asham Mitzorah is part of the general rule of an Asham, that the Torah already told me all those dinim by the general rule of an Asham. Matam lam kachatas Asham. Why does the Torah have to again link an Asham to a chatas? Lefi sheyatza Asham Mitzorah lidan b'davar achadash. Because Asham Mitzorah was singled out from the other Ashamos, in order to teach me a special din that only applies to Asham Mitzora, and that is Bibon Yad, Bibon Regel, Vazin Yamanis, that the dam has to be placed on the thumb and the big toe and the right ear, and that's only by the Asham Mitzora. That's by no other Asham. So since there was a special din that Asham Mitzora had to be removed from the general category of Karban Asham to teach me that special din, so Yachal Lo Yeitan Matan Dam Memur Negavim Mizbech, I would naturally assume that if Asham has that special din, that it shares none of the dinim of all of the entire category of Karban Asham. That's why Talmud Lomar Kachatos HaAshem Hu Ma Chatos Tuna Matan Dam Veimur Legabim Mizbech Af Hashem Tzar Tuna Matan Damim Veimur Legabim Mizbech. That's what that extra phrase is coming to tell me, that just like every other Korban Hashem still requires Matan Dam Veimur Legabim Mizbech, the Hashem Tzar is still in the category of a general Hashem. That is the phrase that brings it back into the general category. So that's why I need the beginning of the pasuk V'Shachras Kavs B'Makom Asher Yishchatos HaChatos, in order to be machzir the Hashem Tzorah back into the klal, to tell me that as a din of chatos that it requires tzaf on the mitzvah lecharchila. So it turns out that there is no extra pasuk to tell me that tzafon is ma'akev by karban hashem. The pasuk we wanted to use to tell me that tzafon is ma'akev by karban hashem is really used to teach me one of these midos haTorah nidrashos ben. So says Gemara, im kein, if when the pasuk says v'shachras hakeves, all it's trying to do is to be machzir the asham back in the asham tzorah back into the general category of asham. Nichtav Bahai, Velo Nichtav Bahai. Let the pasuk say that you need Safon by an Asham Mitzora, and let it not say that you need Safon by Asham in general. And we would be able to learn from Asham Mitzora to all of the other Ashamos that you required Safon. So from the fact that the Torah says the din of Safon by all the other Ashamos as well, and by Asham Mitzora, so that teaches us that it's Ma'akev by all the Ashamos. Meaning you're right that this pasuk is needed to teach me this midas haTorah and Drashas Ben, but once we're going to include Asham Mitzorah back in the general category of Asham, so whatever details you can mention certain details by Asham Mitzorah and then learn other Ashamos from it. So why would you mention Safon by other Ashamos? It must be that it's Shana Levakasav LaAkev. Says Gemara, that works if you hold that's how the midas haTorah and Drashas Ben work. Hanichi Yisraelon Yatzal Lidam B'davar Hachadosh. Iuhu delo gamar michlolo, aval klolo gamar mine, shapir. If you hold that when something is singled out to, you know, separate from the rest of its category, that it can now no longer be learned from the general category, but the general category can still be learned from it, so then you're right. The Torah could have learned from Asham Mitzorah that you need Safon by all other Ashamos, and Mimela, the fact that the Torah spells out that you need Safon by all the other Ashamos is just a repeat, and a repeat is just teaching me La'akev. But Elis Hirulan, the Lohu Gamra Michlalo, Velo Klalo Gamra Mine, that once something is singled out, not only can it not be learnt out from the general category, but the general category cannot be learnt out from it, Haile Gufei Yitzrich. The fact that it says Safon by the general category of Asham is needed Lugufei, because you can't learn it from an Asham Mitzorah. The Asham Mitzorah was already singled out, Lidom Adavar Achadash, so it can't teach anything. No, that's only while it's still singled out. But once you have another pasuk, ki kachatos ha'ashem hu lekoed, that brings the Asham Mitzorah back into the general category, well then everyone agrees you can learn dinim of the general category from the Asham. It's only if it's never brought back into the general category that you can't be lomade from it, from the one that's singled out, from the Asham Mitzorah to the rest. But since we do have a pasuk that brings it back into the general category of an Asham, we are able to derive Tzafon from the Asham Mitzorah. So why does the Torah say Tzafon by Ashamos in general? Must be Shana Levakasov La'akev. Amalei Marzut Rebrei Derav Mari L'Ravina Eima Kia Hadre Kral L'Gabi Matan Dam Ve'emurin D'Bayi Kuhuna Aval Shkita D'Lo Bayi Kuhuna Lomi Bayi Tzafon. Maybe when the Torah puts Asham Mitzorah back into the klal, maybe that's only as far as the Matan Dam Ve'emurin on the Mizbeach, which have to be done by a Kohen. So because after all, the puzzle Ki Kachatas HaAsham Hu La Kohen, it's telling me that the Asham Mitzorah is like every other Asham as far as those things that a Kohen has to do. But Shechita doesn't require a Kohuna, Shechita's Ksheira Bizar, so maybe it shouldn't have to go back into, maybe it shouldn't go back into the Klal, into the general category of Ashamos when it comes to Shechita, and therefore maybe Shechita should not require Tzafon. So it says, no, Imke, Neimakra, Ki Kachatos Hu. It could have just said Ki Kachatos Hu La Kohen. It didn't have to add in the word Ha'asham. My Kachatos Ha'asham Hu. Kashar Ashamos, yeah. It should be like other Ashamos, that just like they require Matan Dome Murim and they also require Shechita Safon, the Ashamitzora requires all of those things. So when the Pasuk says Veshachata Sakeves, it's still extra to teach me the Drasha, and it teaches us that Safon is Ma'akev. And from there we learn that Safon is Ma'akev by all Ashamos. Wow, so all of that just to tell me that the din of Safon by a Karban Asham is not only a din Lechadchila, like is explicit in Chumash, that it's shechted in the same place as the Chatos and the Ola, but that it's even Ma'akev. Okay, now the Gemara is going to just go back to that point, to that Pasuk rather. You know, the Pasuk specifically, explicitly, links the Asham not just to Chatos, but to Chatos and an Ola, right? The Pasuk says, V'shachar esakevs b'makom asher yishchat es ha-chatos ve'es ha-ola. So the Gemara is going to try to figure out, why does it have to be directly linked to both a Chatos and an Ola? I know Ola is shechted b'tzafon. I know Chatos is shechted b'tzafon. So just pick one. Tell me the Asham is shechted in the place, the same place as the Chatos. So tell me it's shechted in the same place as the Ola. Why do you have to say the same place as the Chatos and the Ola? Lama l'akushe l'chatos, lama l'akushe l'ola. Why do I need this hekesh, both the Chatos and to Ola? Amar Ravina Itzrich, we need the hekesh for both of them. Ki akshe l'chatos v'lo akshe, I akshe l'chatos v'lo akshe l'ola. If we only would have linked Asham to a Chatos and not to an Ola, havamina Chatos mehechel l'meida me'ola. You know, if the Torah would have said, you shech the Asham in the same place, shech the Chatos, I would say, well, where do I shech the Chatos? How do I know where I shech the Chatos? Because the Torah tells me you shech the Chatos in the same place as you shech the Ola. And the Ola is the one that's written explicitly. I would say, ooh, so you see that which is itself is only derived from a hekesh. The fact that you shech chatas b'tzafim is only derived because the Torah says you shech the chatas the same place as the Ola. And now I'm able to say that I shech asha b'tzafim because it's like a chatas. So I would say that which is derived from a hekesh can be chozer melamed b'hekesh. So that's why it has to link it directly to the Ola, not to only work through the intermediary of the chatas. Says Gemara, okay, but then the obvious question becomes, Amalei Marzut Shabarei Rav Mari L'Ravina, V'nakshe L'Ola, V'lo Nakshe L'Chatas. Just say that the Asham has to be shechted in the same place as the Ola. Oh, where does the Ola have to be shechted? Mefurash in the Torah, that the Ola has to be shechted b'tzafam. So that would be perfect, that the Asham is the same place as the Ola. The Ola is Mefurash. It's not a double limud. Why bother mentioning the Makom of the Chatas in the context of Asham? Says Mena, Hava Amina, because we might have thought as follows, that Davar Alam Behekesh, Chozer Malamid Behekesh. That really, you can do a double limud. That which is derived from Hekesh can be Malamid. If it only would have linked Asham to Ola, to the original source, I would have said it could have linked it to Chatas also. It just chose to link it to Ola. The Torah would prefer to link it to the Iker and not to the Tafel. But not that it has to. The same din could have been derived had the Asham been linked to the Chatas. So lahachi akshay lechatas va'akshay le'ola. That's why the Torah goes out of its way to link it to both. Lemeimer, to draw our attention to the point that davar lem bekesh shein uchazam lamed bekesh. To draw our attention to the point that it's insufficient to link it to a chatas. That even after linking it to a chatas, I still need to link it to the Ola. See, if it only would have linked it to the Ola, I wouldn't know that linking it to a chatas doesn't work. I would say, okay, the Torah chose not to link it to a chatas, but it could have linked it to a chatas, and I would have still been able to do the limud from Asham to chatas and chatas to Ola, right? The other way, Ola to chatas and chatas to Asham, I would have thought that it would work. From the fact that the Torah says, you know what the Asham's like? It's like a chatas. Oh, wait, that's not enough. I also need to tell you, it's like an Ola, that's drawing our attention to the fact that telling me that it's like a Chatas is not enough. So that's how we learn Davar Alam Behekesh is Eino Chozer O Melamed Behekesh. So Gemara says, or Rava Amar, maybe that rule is derived from somewhere else. Mehacha, Tichsiv, it says by the Parkoin Mashiach, Kasher Yuram Mishor Zevach Hashlamim. So Lamai Hilchsa, what halacha is the Torah trying to draw out by dafka comparing and linking the Parkoin Mashiach to the Korban Shlamim? It says, you do it, Kashar Yura Mishar Zevach HaShlamim, just like the Shlamim. If it's telling me that you need to burn the Yoseres HaKavod in the Shtei HaKlayos just like you do by Yishlamim, well, Bukufeksiv, it already says by the Parakot Mashiach explicitly, the Torah says that Shtei HaKlayos v'Zachil v'Sherelein v'Shal Tzal v'Nesi Yoseres HaKavod, so it already tells me that I have to burn those parts. So that can't be what I'm deriving from the link to Karban Shlamim. So it must be that when it says Kasher Yura Mishor Zevach HaShlamim, it's not telling me anything about the Karban itself. Because the Torah wants to teach the din of Yoseres HaKavod and Shtei HaKlayos from the Paralim Davar Shel Tzibur to Seiri Avodah Zarah. Because the din of Yoseres HaKavod and the Klayos is learned from the Paralim Davar to the Seiri Avodah Zarah with a Hekesh. By Paralim Davar, it doesn't say Beferish that you have to makter these parts. We learn it from the fact that the Torah compares the Paralim Davar to the Parkoin Mashiach. So apparently that which is Lamed Behekish could be Chazer Melamed Behekish. But no, it can't be. So you can't have the double limud. So Lachi Yisrach Chesha Yuram. That's why the Pasuk had to specifically say by the Parkoin Mashiach that it's just like a Shlamim, which is unnecessary to teach me anything about the Parkoin Mashiach. I already know that all of the dinim of Parkoin Mashiach without that link, so it must be that's coming to tell me about the Paralim Davar Shel Tzibur. Dinahavi Kaman Dekasa Begufei. We then consider it as if by the Paralim Davar itself, it said the din of burning the Oseres and the Klayos, etc. And therefore, it can now be used to teach a Hekish to Seiri Avodah Zarah. V'lo Navi Davar Lam Behekish Chozem Lam Behekish. So that entire comparison to a Karban Shlamim is dafka there to teach me that I can't just jump and learn something that itself was derived from Hekish through another Hekish. That I needed to be explicit in order to learn it from a Hekish. Of Papa Lerava. So if Papa says to Rava, well, if at the end of the day the Pasuk is going to say Kashar Yuram by the Parkoin Mashiach in order to teach the din of the Haktara of the Oseres and the Klayos by the Paralim Davar, so V'luchtei B'gufei V'lo Nakish, why don't you just say Beferish by the Paralim Davar instead of comparing it to the Parkoin Mashiach? I mean, if anyway the Torah is going to have an extra phrase to teach it, why not just go direct, you know, just say the din by the Paralim Davar? Why do you have to compare it to the Parkoin Mashiach? Says Mar, Ikasa B'gufei, if that din of Haktara, the Oseres and Shtei HaKlayos was written by itself, was written by the Paralim Davar itself, V'lo Akish, and it was not through a Hekish, I wouldn't have known that which is learned from a Hekish cannot be derived through another Hekish, because the Torah wouldn't have been drawing my attention to any possibility of such a limud. It just would have presented the halacha. And if you're going to say that better to be makish the Parkoy Mashiach and learn the din of Yoseres and Klayos behekish, so nichle dekasim gufim ida akish leakushe. No, I would have said the Torah would prefer to say it straight than to derive it from a hekish, but not because there's a limitation that I'm unable to derive it from a hekish. I would have assumed you're able to derive from a hekish, you're allowed to derive it from a hekish, but the Torah would rather say it straight out. So lahachi kasve v'akshe. That's why the Torah wants to say by the Parkoin Mashiach, oh, it's just like the Shlamim, and it also has a separate hekish of the Paralim Davar to the Parkoin Mashiach to show that look, there's what looks like a double hekish going on, but now because it looks like it's a double hekish, I need an extra phrase to make it as if it's explicit and not a double hekish. Well, why can't you just leave it as a double hekish? Lameimra Davar Lam Behekish Ein Chazrim Lam Behekish. Fascinating idea, this whole concept that in order for the Torah to teach a rule, it has to create a problematic limud, and once it creates a problematic limud, and it's drawn my attention to the potential for a problematic limud, then it could show, oh yeah, and that's not going to work, so I need an extra word in the pasuk. But had the Torah gone direct and never created the problematic limud in the first place, I wouldn't have known that the limud is problematic. I wouldn't have known that there is such a limitation of learning a double hekish. So the Torah has to, it's almost like the Shita Maseches Pesachim mitzvah lilsos. You know, there's a Shita Maseches Pesachim Tanaim that you're supposed to soak the grain before you make the chametz. Like, you have to create the problem and then show it, and it's not going to be a problem. That if you just avoid the problem entirely, so you haven't really shown anything. You haven't really shown what you can and what you can't do. Okay, so now we've discussed this idea of a hekish, that which is derived from a hekish by kachim cannot be chozer melamed behekish. Kunu be chosim lamid begzer shava bekal vachomer bebinyanav. So davar lam behakashen chosim lamid behakash. Imid ravina. Good. We have two opinions as to how we know that that which is derived from hakash cannot be chosim lamid behakash. Davar lam behakash maushay lamid begzer shava, but can it then turn around and be malamid through begzer shava? Says Mar Tashma. Rabbi Nosson ben Avtul Masomer. Minayin lepricha bebegadim. How do I know that that if tzara'as covers an entire beged, shehi tahora, if it, there's not a single spot on the beged that's free of tzara'as, that beged is tahora. Nemar karachas and gabachas bebegadim, nemar karachas begabachas ba'adam. Because the term karachas and gabachas are used both by nigei begadim and by nigei adam. Ma'la'alam parach bekulotar, just by adam, if it covers his entire body, he's tahor. Afkan parach bekulotar, same is true by begadim. By begadim, v'hasa minalan. How do I know that's true by adam? How do I know that by Nigea Rosh, which is what it's talking about, that if it covers the entire Rosh, that he's Tahar? Dechsiv me Roshovi ad Raglav, Vizkish Rosh al Regel, because it compares Nigayim on the Rosh to Nigayim on the body. So Malalan, Parach Bekulo Tahar Afkan, Parach Bekulo Tahar. So you see that which is right from the Hekish, Nigea Rosh, can be malamid through a gzeirah shava to negei begadim. So even though initially it's a hekesh, it could be malamid to a gzeirah shava. Amar b'yochum, akal tarukul l'meidin laman milaman, chutz min hakachim, she'ein dan laman milaman. This whole din of not having a double limud is only by kachim. Dim kein, lo yamar tzafona ba'asham, v'teisi b'gzeirah shava, d'kodesh kadashim mechatas, lav l'meimra, d'davar alamid behekesh, ein chazer malamid b'gzeirah shava. Because if that which is learned from a hekesh could be chazer malamid b'gzeir shava, why do I need a special pasuk by Asham to tell me that an Asham is shechted in the tzafon like an olda? Don't tell me the din of tzafon by an Asham and learn it from gzeir shava that it says by chatas. So it must be that you can't do that. That davar alamid b'hekesh, that which is derived from hekesh, cannot be chazer malamid b'gzeir shava. Maybe the reason it needs tzafon is because it's mechaper for chayav krisus. Kachay kachim yisei riksivi. By chatzas nashim it says kodesh kadashim more than one time. So both of the psukim are used for a gzeirah shava that's totally mufna. So you can't ask such kashas that one of them is more chamor, because when you have a gzeirah shava mufna, it's absolutely open. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll begin with davar alamid b'hekesh at the bottom.